WIRX.
All righty, here we go. 6:38, Brock Hunter.
Here we go.
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, let's talk rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. Former Judas Priest guitarist K.K. Downing auctioned off 11 of his guitars on Tuesday, and his 1967 Gibson Flying V sold for $189,000.
The Flying V?
The Flying V, not that one. Not the Mighty Ducks Flying V. It's different. His 71 Flying V went for $102,000. That's a lot of cheddar.
Yeah.
For some guitars, man. I've always wanted to buy, like you know, nice, like, Gibson acoustic.
Yeah.
Just something. Maybe, like, one of the Dove acoustics. Anyways, man, I can't justify dropping $3,200 on a guitar.
Well, if you do, bring it over to the campfire, and we'll listen to you play around the campfire before you throw that guitar in the fire. How's that feel? How's that settle?
That's so funny.
You hippie.
Hey, can I see that guitar? I want to try. Okay.
You know, another thing, too, people buying, like $5,000 guitars and hanging them up on the wall, which is cool, yeah. I guess. But, dude, you $5,000?
Better be playing the hell out of that thing.
You know?
Yep.
Seriously.
Yeah. Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden will deliver the keynote speech at the Craft Brewers Conference and Brew Expo America in Denver in April. And that guy does everything. He's a pilot, lead singer of Iron Maiden,
a
bunch of other stuff. He's probably into craft brews and whatever.
When you got gobs of money, you can pretty much do anything you want.
That's true. You know who wasn't getting gobs of money? David Lee Roth. He claims he's gotten stiffed on a lot of Van Halen royalties over the years. He tells Vogue magazine, quote, up until 18 months ago, I was making pennies in royalties on a $20 Van Halen record. I got butchered 40 years ago. I made over $1 billion for Warner Brothers. I watched my whole fortune walk off into another man's pocket. Roth didn't explain what happened 18 months ago to change his royalty deal.
That sucks.
A lot of bands back in, you know, you go way back. Kind of throughout history have gotten screwed over, you know. You're a starving artist. You're in a band playing, you know, crappy venues and in garages and at parties. And then someone says, hey, I want to give you a deal. Well, you don't know what you're doing. You sign the first thing. I've actually even seen it a lot.
You sign your life away.
And you sign your life away, and then you're not making anything. You're caught. Five Finger Death Punch went through that with a company, you know, required to make so many records and make so many of this and only getting this. And ooh.
What do you think pennies is to him, though?
Pennies?
No, I think this guy's making probably millions still.
Well, but no, I mean, if you're getting just little bits, I mean, yeah, it's a lot. If you think about Van Halen selling, okay, you sell 1,000 records, and you know, that's not much in a year. You sell 1,000 songs. It's probably still decent, but when you're thinking about how much money the record company's making, record company really only just got you the start. They're not the talent. They're not the ones writing the music or anything like that. So I don't know. I still make plenty of money off my Christmas album.
I'll take those pennies, man, if you don't want the pennies.
I'm broke, Roth. I'm broke. I'll take those.
The